You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Batsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening,
and we welcome. We have a wonderful talent on the show tonight. Kat's going to also come in, our singer of everything. And what we like to also do is break some news. We have some breaking news that I will go over in a second. But we want to welcome you to Cameron Sports and Life. We've been around for 9 years on LA Talk Radio. Our 10th year will be next May, and we look forward to, you know, have many other people on. We've gone from celebrities, we've gone to music, we've gone to UFO sightings, we've gone to different events in LA, different movie openings. So we've gone different areas. But tonight we're going to have a special music show, and from no ado, we're going to introduce our guests. Introduce our guests tonight. Abby has his water.
Don't introduce me.
Introduce you, okay. Well, this man has been doing music for how many years?
50.
50 years, okay. And he looks young to me. Is your first name Jeff, right?
My name is Jeff Hawks.
Jeff Hawks, okay. And Jeff, are you from L.A.?
Actually, I'm from the Bay Area, California.
What part?
I was born in Oakland. I was raised in Alameda and San Francisco.
Well, we're going to be here tonight on BBS Radio in the Bay Area.
Yeah, cool.
So maybe some family will be listening.
Yeah, maybe.
Or friends. And our next thing will be Las Vegas. Mm. We're going to do our radio show. So now tell us, we're going to do a little interview and then you'll do your music. Now tell us, you got into music. Now who influenced you? Was it a band? Was it a group? Who was it?
Well, I've had a lot of influences over the years. You know, the early influence was probably Bobby Freeman, James Brown, maybe, I don't know, it's so weird. One of my favorite people was Ricky Nelson. I grew up being a big Ricky Nelson fan. And, of course, I loved Elvis because, he was the first guy that, that really inspired me. But after that, you know, there's a whole lot of influences, and a lot of them I've met over the years. When I was a kid, I used to, you know, freak out and really like Frankie Avalon.
Frankie Avalon.
And just, you know, then when you meet the people later on, you do shows with them and you get to know. It's been a pretty good trip for me. I met a lot of my old idols. And as I said, I think one of my first influences was probably Dion and the Belmonts.
Okay. Now tell us about the music that you like to play the type of music you like to play.
Yeah. When I play, it's taken me about 50 years to learn how to play guitar.
Okay.
And, I spent the first 30 years or so on a few chords and no lessons, just kind of like feeling around where I could. And then, you know, somebody turned me on to Neil Young about 30 years ago. So I got into Neil, you know, and I figured...
Neil Young, and also I bet you were into Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Well, yeah, of course, you know, of course.
And also, in those days, they had with the Eagles and America.
Yeah, those guys were contemporaries, and at that time, I'd already been in music business for years before America and the Eagles came along.
But right. And it's interesting you mentioned Neil Young. They had a whole program on Neil Young on PBS. About his music and about where he's going. He's in his 70s now. I couldn't believe it. But he likes to take a vacation and then come back and play. I didn't know that about Neil Young.
Yeah, he's a free spirit. You know, the guy does what he wants to do, and he only does what he wants to do. And he has a lot of interests, and he has a lot of ways to go. You know, he's passionate about every one of them.
Right.
You know, so what he wants to do, he does, and that he reflects that in his music, his songs. If you know anything about Neil, his songs mean, every song means something. It's,
right.
And that's Neil Young. I mean, he's very passionate about everything he does.
Now, you talked about Ricky Nelson.
Yeah.
Ricky Nelson was a wonderful performer. Right. I got to see him when he had his band before they took that trip. What, did you get to meet him in person?
Yeah, sure.
And his kids,
I never met his kids. I love them. I love the kids. I love Tracy, and you know Matt and Gunnar. I've never met them, But Rick, you know, he's a few years older than I am, and I just remember in the eighth grade when Ricky came on the Ozzy and Eric show, and he actually sang "I'm Walking." That was a big deal for me. That was a real big deal, because I was already a fan ever since he was a little kid, because we are very close in age. And then and to see him do that, those were the first music videos.
Right.
Ozzy Nelson was probably responsible for the first, you know, music videos. And so,
tell me if he does show.
Yeah. Here we go. In any case, by the 60s, by the late 60s, or yeah, mid-late 60s, when I was doing television, I actually got to, we did Malibu U with, he was the host of Malibu U.
Uh-huh.
And I found myself sitting on a rock at Malibu Beach talking to Ricky Nelson during, you know, between takes. And I'm sitting there, and I was just, my mind was totally blown, of course, because I was like 23 years old, you know, just a newbie in Hollywood, and here I am talking to Rick.
Right.
Or Ricky, as you know, he was still Ricky, and it was unbelievable.
Because, you know, that show, they tried to come back again, the Nelsons, wasn't as good. Well, second time around.
How could it ever, how
no,
could
but
it
he, ever they, he tried, and Ricky Nelson wanted to come on the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, that horrible accident, you know.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Now, tell us, were the Beatles a big influence in your music?
Totally. Totally. I mean, you know, before the Beatles, there was really nothing. It was kind of stagnant. I was still into doo-wop. I had a doo-wop band, a doo-wop vocal group. And, you know.
Sorry.
And when the Beatles, you know, the night on the Ed Sullivan Show, we all remember that night when even though Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons were playing their own instruments and doing their thing, no one had ever seen anything like the Beatles. Of course, it did influence me. I had a Frankie Valli or Four Seasons type band, you know, at that time, a vocal group.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Beatles came on, it was like everybody wanted to do that. And of course, influenced me just as, I mean, I'm the same age as George Harrison, you know, so.
And George Harrison, if you listen to the Beatle Channel, he got into country with the Mulberries, you know, with
the Wilburys.
Wilburys, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful band.
Yeah, good.
And then, you know, they had Bob Dylan.
Tom
Petty.
Jeff Lynn.
Jeff Lynn from Electric Light Orchestra.
Right.
And what a music talent that all of them were together.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a hit album. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was, you know, killer band.
Now, so you with the Beatles were influential. And then Time with the Stone, Rolling Stones.
Yeah, all the whole British Empire, the whole British invasion was very, you know, influential on me, from Eric Burdon and the Animals.
Right.
And the Zombies, the Kinks, the Beatles, the Stones. I mean, they were. I mean, even when you go to San Francisco, groups like the Bo Brummels and people like that. Everything influenced me. I mean, I wanted to be them all. As a matter of fact, when I met Mick Jagger the first time, he came into my studio. I was just finishing up a vocal on one of the tracks. We were at Sunset Sound.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a band called Touch, and they wanted to come in. The Stones wanted to come in and mix their album, Baker's Banquet. And I was so flabbergasted when I was doing my track. I look out into the control booth, and Mick Jagger and Keith Richards walk in, and I'm just doing this. And so now I finish, and it's like, okay, cut. And they walk out, and I'm like, duh. And I told Mick, I said, you know, like, wow, for the first part of my life, for the first half of my life, I thought I was you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how much he influenced me, you know. He didn't take it that well, but, you know.
Well, you know,
I was sincere.
Yeah, well, you know, you're influenced by music. Now, tell us, you talk about rock and roll. Any of the fusion music? Any of that, what we call fusion?
Well, to tell you, Touch is probably, a lot of people never heard of Touch. Because although we had a major contract and we did probably the first prog rock band of all time. I'm not saying fusion, I'm saying progressive rock.
Right.
Before you can call up Kerry Lundgren from Kansas, or you can listen to any Yes album and you'll see touches of the Touch album on it. We didn't make it because there were some political things going on within the band and everything. We just never did it, but it's recognized today as the first prog rock band of all time. We did it in 68. Uh-huh. And at the time, the only thing I could say that was even close would be the Mothers or maybe King Crimson. That would be about it.
You want to maybe talk?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, sure.
No, talk to the mic.
Let me come in. I'm sorry.
The mic will be your friend. I'm kidding.
I'll heat it up a little bit here. But I wasn't really a fan of
it. So what happened? So you're telling me you had a you had a band.
Yeah, I had a band.
And what happened was usually if it's not marketed well, was it not?
Well, what happened was we took a lot of chances in recording. It took us a long time to record the album. We were at Sunset Sound, and Tutti Camarada, the owner of Sunset Sound, and I think a lot of people know who Tutti is, a great arranger and a great producer and actually a great manager, too. He was Annette Funicello's manager, and he's just a great guy, a really great guy. Old school conductor, trumpet player, extraordinaire. Guy's great. And he took us under his wing, and he gave us the studio for like 6 months to do this album. And that's all, that's when the Stones came in. That's
pretty damn good. Part. But I mean, 6 months.
If it took a year, it wouldn't make any difference. We were into it. Then when we finished it, we took so many chances in recording in 1968 that it was really, really hard. The leader of our group felt that we couldn't really go out and replicate the music the way it was on our album. I think we could, and it's been proven because we did it before. I think he just chickened out or something. I don't know what it was. But when he refused to go out and sell the album on the road, the record company got antsy, everybody got freaky, and the band broke up
after
one record. And we could have gone out and really, really made a mark. And if you look up anybody out there that wants to listen to, if you want to Google Touch music, Touch.
Touch.
Check it out.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah. Oh, Tara Donnelly's in the house.
I'm sorry, Kat Donnelly.
Sorry.
Just Kat. It's Kat. I'll tell you right now, the only reason I actually say that my name is Kat is because it's called Crazy Aunt Tara. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So that's why. I mean,
is that 11 on that one?
All right. So there it is. There's your 9/11. I am Kat.
Kat.
I'm the only Kat.
What I'll do is I'm going to break into some news stories that happen. We'll go back to our interview. The View today had a big knockdown, drag-out fight. Joy Behar and Meghan McCain butt heads in a heated argument. And it was really kind of stupid regarding the FBI, former FBI lawyer Lisa Page. So they both went butt heads today. People saw that on television.
Oh, my God,
and people
said,
crazy. What craziness is going on with The View?
What's crazy?
It's so crazy, that whole situation. And Trump did something interesting. The Queen is supposed to be before him. He walks over her. It was a whole thing with Trump.
I know. The whole thing with I
talk about all the
it.
News. This is all the news. And then Sacha Baron Cohen played a part where he was a wounded veteran. And guess who he interviews? Sarah Palin. And Sarah Palin is demanding an apology because he went off the rafters. But you know what? She granted the interview, and she should have checked him out.
She should have.
Yeah, and
totally,
not have
completely,
him
but
making,
she,
making crazy statements. But anyway, I was going to say that was an interesting day. And then you heard about the arrest today of 12 Russian...
Thank God.
That wasn't arrest. They were indicted.
Well, they were indicted.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly.
Indicted. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But you know what, though? It all really did happen. It all really did truly happen. And now it's just like it's taken its sorry fairy tale ass to right. take its time to be heard, to be known.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I don't think Don's going to say anything to Putin about anything at all. Yeah, I don't think he's going to ask for any anything. I just think he's just going to go.
I think Donald got involved in the scandal in Russia.
Well, there's something going on.
There's something going on because why would you defend a guy who's a murderer and then go on TV wanting to get close to this guy? A lot of the Republican Party is disgusted with Trump.
Oh, my God. Trump is so deep in it. At this point, his own nation just wants him to simply go away.
I blame it on Justin Trudeau.
What do you mean by Justin Trudeau? That's the, by the way, Prime Minister of Canada.
I know who he's talking about.
I blame it on him. He's such an asshole.
This is Jeffrey. All right, Jeffrey is like a triple Virgo, okay? So let's just leave it.
Triple Virgo.
Triple Virgo. All right. He's not happy that I revealed that.
Tara.
No, Cat. It's Cat.
I'm sorry. Oh, God.
She's like Prince. That's the symbol.
You know what? I honestly forgot that when we're on the air, you're a cat.
I am a cat on air.
I forgot.
You're a stinker bomb. I say the same
thing. Oh, by the way, I was going to tell you folks, the oyster has no more.
No mas.
And it's going to become, I'll tell you what it's going to become, Mexican restaurant.
Oh, shock.
Wrong. No Mexican restaurant.
I'm sorry, did my throat just close?
It's going to be a topless.
Yeah, okay. I know, sure, Scott is involved with that choice.
No, he's gone. He's gone.
Oh, thank you.
We did a show from Oyster Bar. Oyster House.
When?
A year ago, we did St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, my.
We didn't see you then.
No, darling. I am.
Pray for Jose Escamilla.
I would like to say
need
that
a prayer
was,
to everybody.
I want to put this out, by the way. The pseudo-daughter, she calls herself Monica Miller.
Right.
But she posted herself years ago and posted herself with parents with different names. So Jose Escamilla was not involved. But anyway, I was physically removed from the care center that he's now staying in. And he is in hospice. And this is heart-wrenching to my
removed?
Heart. Because I wasn't on the list allowed by. Because Monica made herself.
The executor? Administrator? Executor? Power of attorney?
Power of attorney.
Okay.
But she has no information. Yeah, it's kind of sort of that. And that was like a horrible, horrible, horrible. So I'm never going to get to see this man again.
That's sad.
His name is Eli, by the way, who escorted me out of. And I took care of him as his in-home. Like living with him in the
right.
house while he's in a hospital bed and I'm across the way on a couch taking care of him as his caregiver for the year of 2017 into 2018.
So how was it done? Was it done rudely?
It was, no, he was very, like, kind of diplomatic. He was like, you have to leave. But she has power of attorney. I said, so if you'd given Hitler power of attorney. So he's escorting me out the building. I mean, I was just so really aside of myself because I can't believe this is my friend of 18 years plus. And when am I going to see him again? Am I going to see him just in a coffin? I mean, really? Right. This is ridiculous.
Anyway, what we're going to do is we'll do a prayer for Jose.
I'm going to sing. Is that right?
Yeah, go ahead. It's your show. Go ahead.
Oh, it's mine. No.
Right, your show.
Amazing grace.
Get up closer.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was
both harmonies.
Well, now I'm found.
Holbein, but now I see.
I love you, Jesus. Gers Escamilla.
And also, by the way, Jose's film is number two on the Gaia list.
Which film is that?
He did a film about Mars, and what he told me was he was going to release another film this year. He so wanted to release this other film. So it's just so sad.
His sister's involved, and Becky. Becky's from New Mexico, and that's his sister, and she holds his last name, Escamilla.
Right, she's Escamilla.
Yeah, yes, she is.
You want to do a special shout-out to Becky?
I would love to do a shout-out to Becky. I love her. She's fantastic. I mean, we're in total, complete communication. Uh-huh. We're handling this situation. We're not, we're all, like, questioning the, you know, is Monica Miller really, truly his biological daughter?
Well, we got a call from New Mexico.
Oh, she works in Virginia. She's with the...
Hold on, sweetie. I got answers. You're on the air. Cameron Sports and Life. Who's this?
Hi, Cameron.
Hi, this is our life coach. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Maybe you can... We're just talking about a dear old friend of ours that is on his way out. And we were talking about, you know, you talk about death and people. And maybe you could talk to Kat right now, because you're a therapist and also, I mean, you're a life coach from Austin, Texas. So go ahead. Go ahead, Kat. She's a friend of mine.
Well, a dear friend on his way out to the seven thing.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm Kat, and your name
Hi,
is...
Hi, Kat. I'm Bernadette.
Bernadette.
Bernadette. Nice, what a beautiful name. I love that name.
Well, thank you.
Oh, and Jeffrey's going to play guitar while we're listening, so that's awesome, because he's an incredible artist.
Incredible talent.
Anyway, yeah, we're in Los Angeles right now. So what would you like to talk about? Because I would love to talk to you.
Well, I think the floor is yours. Is your friend in the hospital, or is this a sudden thing? What is the situation?
Basically, all right. I'm now.
Calm down.
I'm good.
Calm down.
He is basically, I would consider hospice. He's got a trach, and he's got water filtered. Airway to him, but when you try to talk to him, his eyes roll back. And I mean, he coded.
So he's not really present right now.
It's over, you know. So, but the thing is, his daughter or pseudo daughter has gotten in. It's just gotten really ugly, and it's so sad. It's just unneeded, you know. I mean. He's a friend of mine for many years, and I'm just so heartbroken. And just to have his daughter only care about his finances and whatnot, it's just heartbreaking.
And I completely understand that. It's very 3D, isn't it? But if you were to consider his condition right now, he's not in his body.
I know.
Based on what you're telling me,
right.
He's already, his oversoul has already departed.
I know.
So, really, right now, he's accessible to you anywhere. The body is just the vessel. And I know that it's difficult, especially in a separation process when, you know, you may or may not have had an opportunity to say, you know, you're goodbyes in person, but on a spiritual level, he's already
gone.
Crossed over, or
exactly.
He's hovering crossover.
Yes.
So maybe just, you know, closing your eyes, connecting with his energy, and just letting him know that you are okay with him, you know, being happy and walking the walk to the light.
Exactly.
Might be freeing enough for both of you.
Right. But the thing is,
as he's concerned right now, the finances isn't an issue. You know, that's something that we as humans, and you know, that's something that we are more consumed with anyway. So to put your energy into that area is debilitating to you.
I
your
agree completely. First
on.
Of all, I've been removed from that situation, so I'm never going to get to see him again. So at this point, it's because his daughter, or pseudo-daughter, which we're not even certain that she is biologically his child, but if she does establish that fact, that she will, you know, decide whether she closes down his airway. And I, you know, that's...
Go ahead. That's all right.
No, I just... I just wanted to say goodbye to my friend. That's all. So that is her call, not mine.
I understand that. I'm to give you comfort. It's very difficult to stand over a body and see it in its state of, I don't want to use the term decay, but he's not in his...
He's gone.
...normal
he died.
State of exactly.
He died.
So
we're just keeping him alive
so
by a machine. And it's not my
right.
call anymore.
Not... If it were up to him, I'm sure he would say, hey, look, just let...
Hey, all right, with that in mind,
we're going to get into more music because this is a really deep, and we know what's happening.
All right, with that in mind,
he's
is
dead.
That nice
and,
talk to you?
Oh, my God. She is awesome.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah. But I encourage you, Kat, yeah, I would encourage you to just take some time.
I will.
And, you know, go into your meditative state and connect to his energy and say what you need to say and release him, and knowing that his energy is always present. It's more present to you now than it ever was.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He's already gone. I know he's with God. He's just being perpetuated by machines, by us, and we have to let him go. And that's the choice of the daughter, the pseudo-daughter. Yeah. But thank you so much. I so enjoy, like, oh my God, thank you so much for talking to me.
I'm happy. You know what? I was going to ask you, what's happening with you? She did a big seminar.
I've actually been in Boston. I'm training in a new modality, so I'm really excited about it. And, that's been taking a lot of time.
We're in Boston.
My dad's not doing really well either, so being up north has been something that...
Wow, what part of Boston? Because I'm from Andover, North Andover, actually, which is 26
miles. I'm in Franklin.
Oh.
Where the heck is Franklin?
Yeah. It's south.
Not Bostonian.
No, it's south. The south of Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
South. Yeah, good pizza. Good pizza?
Yeah.
Good pizza.
With that...
You know, it's funny. I gotta tell you, it's funny. We were approached with Amazon to do our series, and what I want to do is like when Jewish people go to a wedding, they always say the food was okay, but it got a bit better. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened. But anyway, I'm gonna catch up to you on my tour of the Southwest. I'm going to Austin. I'll let you know. We'll spend some time there. Okay.
Oh, that will be fantastic. You guys take good care, and thanks for having me. And I will talk to you later.
Come next week. Thanks so much.
Have a great night, guys.
Thanks
so
much. Bye bye.
Bye. Good night.
She's wonderful. Of life coach from.
He sings On and On by Stephen Bishop.
Go ahead. He's
incredible.
Got the floor. It's a pleasure having you.
And I'll jump in with harmonies.
Okay.
If he lets me. Jeff and I go way back. I can't believe Tommy Vecchini stiffed us. Oh, very uncool.
Tommy who?
Very uncool.
Rumble by Licorice.
Yo, baby.
Culture?
Yo, baby.
Get closer to the mic, yeah?
All right.
Anyway, what I, because you sang the song last couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. And Stephen Bishop is wonderful.
And Stephen's
on
a friend.
And on.
Yeah. And he sings it, too.
He sings that on. Good.
Yeah. Oh, he sings it crap.
Now, are you, by the way, for the interviewing stage, are you going to be traveling around this area?
No.
Okay, that on that question. And how could people get to hear your music?
Well, first of all, I have to determine if I'm going to be playing or not. And so far, I'm really not. You know, dude, next month I'm going to be 75 years old.
Really? You don't look it.
Yeah, I know. He's hot as hell.
I mean, you know, I haven't played in years and years. I mean, other than like the Oyster House or other little
right,
gigs like that.
I've seen
you know. But every now and then I do want to play. It's just that I'm so old. I don't really want to make any advanced plans. It's crazy.
Well, look at Paul McCartney.
Uh-huh.
He has a new album.
Yeah, well, he's really hot. By the way, Jeff Hawks is really hot.
Hawks.
On and on.
You
come on,
do
baby.
It?
Kick it up. Let's go.
Hey. Hey, I thought you weren't going to be here tonight.
Shut up.
See, we get the reality.
Lots of
people. I knew it would be like this, Cameron. I knew
it
would
be like
this. When you asked me to be on, there was one thing I thought might happen.
Oh, with those sounds.
The Terror Factor.
I'm sorry. Were you gonna sing that?
No. I love this. This is like improv. You're like, what did I listen to? What channel is this?
There's a keep on.
Right. Tell people about you, Kat, real quick. Kat has played. Kat, real quick. Tell people about your performing because they don't know about you.
Oh, I'm crazy. I'm crazy. Hey, baby. I have an amazing record, which I would love to play. One song which I left in my car, so I can't do it now. It's called Fair Wage. I would love to have had that set up with our incredible dude. Cameron.
We'll have to do it next time.
I know, next time. But it is an incredible song. It's just... It's a beautiful song. Oh, gosh, it's in my car. And I had
to park. It's a wonderful place to be.
I know. But I'll come back. But anyway, so we're going to sing on and on. Yes. So
well, he's waiting.
No, 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 no. Come on, babe. Let's do it. Come on.
Jeff said, okay.
It's just like, I hate her. I will
I'll
kill
get rid
her.
Of her. Yeah. I see a movie out of it.
But I've known him for like 18 years, so he can't kill
me. I have a question for Jeff while he's still performing. What makes a good singer? What instrument, what in their
Pitch.
Soul makes a good
Pitch.
Singer?
Makes a good singer?
What makes a good singer?
Yeah, likability and believability.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
And also, really, pitch.
Because
you can't work with somebody who sounds like shit.
Because when Howard Cosell had a show, he had the Bay City Rollers.
Yeah.
And he tried to...
I met them!
Did you?
I did! I was like 20 years old.
The reason why I ask is because they were trying to imitate old groups from the 60s, their music.
And they were all dressed up in that Scottish stuff.
Scottish
stuff. Oh my god. I met them. It was like, it was a Mexican restaurant. I remember, oh my God, I was a baby. Oh my God, it was so many years ago. Oh, Stephen Bishop? No, not Stephen Bishop. That comedian.
Which one?
Oh my God. Oh, it was something Bishop. What's his name?
Joey Bishop?
Joey Bishop. I'm at La Cage aux Folles. I'm like 22 years old. I'm with my girlfriends. It's a total like raging, you know, gay house, whatever. Okay. And he comes over, and my girlfriend was smoking. I couldn't believe anyone smoked like that. I never smoked, whatever. Anyway, so he poured the bottle. We got a bottle of wine. He poured it into the ashtray, and he drank it.
Okay.
And he thought that was funny.
It's crazy.
Excuse me. Thank you. Very much. I was just like so disgusted. I was like, okay, you know what? Comedy has crossed the line. And I'm 22 at the time. He's drinking wine from a stove. It's disgusting. Crazy. Yeah, that was
a cancer thing. Anyway, yeah. let's get back to our guests.
Thank you.
Welcome him.
Hey, what's happening here?
By the way, the following broadcast has been brought to you by a new coffee called Cold Brew Coffee. We're going to have that next week.
Love that stuff.
All right.
It's
okay.
Good, man.
I love
coffee.
It. I love it.
Look at this. I have the good coffee.
Here we go.
Thank you.
What was that song you just played?
Oh, that was Mr. Soul.
Here, come to the mic. Mr. Soul.
Mr. Soul.
Mr. Soul. Now, we have some people calling from Utah, some of our audience. Calling in. Now, what's your favorite song? Favorite song that you ever played?
I think probably a song called How Long by Ace.
You want to play it?
I think I might.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's just, I think it's a favorite song of mine just because I like it. Not that I can play it so well or anything like that.
That's all right. Whatever you want to play. Look at the outside, the sunset.
Key, man, so then it sounds like... I forgot I had that thing on.
Can I
sing? Do whatever you want, cat. Well, you're friends with the fancy persuasion. Don't admit that it's part of the scheme. But I can't help but have my suspicions, 'cause I ain't quite as dumb as I seem. And you said you were never intending to break up our scene in this way. But there ain't any use in pretending it could happen to us anyway.
That's funny. Ladies and gentlemen, we just
played another board. Oh, my God.
I haven't played that song
yet. I'm so glad I did That's not join in.
Okay.
That's
so funny.
No, that was funny. So fine.
I got mixed up on songs, man. How long
has this been going on?
How's this been going on?
I'm so bizarre. I was laughing.
That was weird.
Love you. I hit that little if.
Hey, you know a cool song to do? Cat. It's a cool song.
Yeah. All right, bring it on, boy.
You can just call me.
No, I'm not calling you shit.
No.
Oops. Sorry.
What's that guy? He wanted to be.
I can sing.
Hey, if you can find your way around this, you'll be more than welcome to sing.
All right, excellent.
It goes like this.
Then do it, sir.
Shut up.
That was a live reaction.
Do it.
You said that wasn't going to be about you, Kat.
Babe.
Now you lied.
I lied.
You lied. It is about you.
I lied.
This is why they have attorneys. Now watch.
Sing to
just
me.
Watch this.
Sing to me.
Can you imagine hanging around with her all the time?
No.
Well, he's going to be my roommate, so yeah. He's going to have to deal.
I'll just see a second.
Oh, stop.
Just
come on, boy. Let's go. Let's do it.
What are you doing? What are you?
I have a little whip going on here. Do you feel it?
Uh-oh. That can't be right. I love it. It's great. Keep on stress question.
Where have you been?
thought you let me do my solo first.
Yeah. Third time.
All right, I'm going to give it another shot, Cameron.
Yeah.
You're going to watch me do it.
Anyway, I want to thank you. That's very nice.
Jeffrey Hawks.
Jeffrey
rocks.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I bet.
Ooh, love it. Hey, how about some of this blue shit? Oh, yeah. Podcast, right?
Yeah. Say what you want.
Okay, good. He rocks. I'm going to not say another word. I'm stopping singing now. Because this guy is amazing.
Sarah, sing.
You are my Jeffrey Hawks. You rock the single way of talk. We are on LA radio.
Sing a real song.
Oh yeah. How am I gonna sing my way out of this? With a kiss, I wanna say goodnight to Jose Escamilla. I can't hug you, I can't hold your hand, I'm not allowed to see you, but you are in our musical band. Hey! Hey, all I got to say is I love to sing my way back into saying all I got to say.
Jose,
hey,
Jose,
hey, Jose, hey, hey, Jose.
Now, you're getting back to the interview process. As you listen to music nowadays, it's so much like a repeat of the, I would say, of the 70s, some of the music. Why does music have that situation where they go back to a certain genre?
The truth?
Yeah.
John Lennon said, "There's nothing you can do that hasn't been done." I'm away from the mic. I'm putting my guitar right here.
No problem.
We can hear you.
I'm just saying that there's nothing you can do that hasn't been done, and there's nothing you can sing that hasn't been sung.
Right.
And it's in the same as the Bible, you know, ain't nothing new in the sun on the earth. I mean, on the face of the earth. Nothing's new. It's all repeat. Come on, we're just humans and stuff like that. It's only so many notes. There's only so many chords. It's just, you know, and, you know, like if a monkey pounded on a typewriter for a million years, he'd write Shakespeare, right?
Right.
That's what they say. So I'm just saying that that's what it is. I mean, all the beautiful music that's been made over the few last centuries, how can anybody claim to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to make something new? Yeah, I don't think so.
Right. Those are all basically it's repeated again and again and again. You know? They had a wonderful show. I don't know if you got to see it. CNN did the 2000.
Yeah.
And all the music was the same. Nothing was new. Now, let me ask you a question about when you were performing.
Yeah.
Now, you talk about the Oyster House and others. The small places are great because you get intimacy with the audience.
Yeah.
Do you miss that?
I don't miss small places. No, what I miss is venues like the Whiskey.
Right.
I probably played the Whiskey like, I don't know, maybe 100 times.
Right.
I don't know. In the days when it was a Whiskey, you know, like, and I mean, I miss playing like my favorite place to play, Santa Monica Civic.
Right.
When I was a kid, I mean, I was in a band and I was up in Washington. We were playing a place called Moses Lake, playing a gig at the Armory or something like that. And during the day, we went to the theater and they had the Tammy Show. I think we're all familiar with Tammy Show, right?
Right.
Teenage Music International, right? So that's probably 1964, 5.
Yeah.
Something like that.
The 60s, definitely.
So, So I went to and watched that theater, and then we went to the Armory that night, and my life was just changed forever to see James Brown just kicking ass all over the place. I mean, the best I've ever seen James Brown play. And then Mick Jagger comes out with the Stones, and actually blew James Brown off the stage simply because it was what it was then. I mean, it was just, and I was so confused. It confused me quite a bit.
Right.
But the point that I'm trying to make is that show was done at the Santa Monica City. And I was always like wow, dude, man, I really want to go to Hollywood. I want to blah, blah, blah. You know, and then a couple of years later, I found myself playing at the Santa Monica City, you know.
Right.
And I just got to say, that is one of the best venues. I don't know whether you guys have ever...
Oh, I've been to Santa Monica. Anyway, we got to wind the show down.
Okay, great.
We got 30 seconds.
Cool.
And I want to thank you so much for coming.
All right, thanks a lot for having me, Cameron.
And Kat.
It's a lot of fun.
Kat.
Yes?
It was a trip. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I know.
Someone wrote me, they go, is that real or is it Memorex? It's real, everybody. Anyway, I want to thank everybody. And next week, we're going to talk about a new band from Japan coming in. They're going to perform. And then we're going to talk about UFOs, which I know a little bit about.
Right.
And then we're going to talk about our trip going to Sedona.
Yeah.
And going to New Mexico. And that'll be what's happening. So I want to thank everyone for tonight. And have a good weekend. And good night from
Los Angeles. Yeah.
From Los Angeles. All right.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.